said, there's a real stigma and a real attitude sometimes with the survivors that people think that these girls should just, like, where are their mothers? Where are their parents? Why are they still staying? Like, why don't they smarten up? And I think that people need to realize that these are trained manipulators that have completely deceived these girls, and that they can't just get out on their own. Most times someone needs to help them. They need to be, I hate to say the word rescued, because if there is a survivor out there, I don't want to think that, you know, that we're trying to save the world here, but it's really, you know, I know myself, I was in a really bad, unhealthy relationship when I was younger, and I had a girlfriend literally help me get out of that. I couldn't have done it on my own because of the mental and emotional abuse that happened. And so I just really want people to be aware of that, that not to judge these girls, but they really need our help and love and our support in order to heal and thrive and be the women they were created to be, right? So that's what we want to do at Alora House. We want to love them. If that's the only thing that they get from us is love, that is a great thing.